Phone Boy Speaks, episode 319. It still works. Many years ago, I bought a battery charger. I don't even remember why now. I think I remember what it was now. I used to carry around a Discman. I don't know how many of you remember what that is, but this was sort of the extension of the next evolution of the Walkman, which Sony came up with. But it's a compact disc player that you carried with you, and because compact discs spin around, constantly and often get bumped or something, they had to have buffers built into them so that if something actually happened to the, or you bumped the disc, that you wouldn't get skips or pauses or whatever. I even still have my disc, man. But anyway, I was constantly going through batteries for it, of course. And I think it has built in, it had batteries I could charge, but of course I got some more and I used them. And so that, that and the Walkman that I still had. And so of course I'm sure this was a late 80s, early 90s purchase. And it's basically been sitting in my stuff for a while. It's now currently in my garage, and it's not something I use on a regular basis. Most rechargeable batteries, like the AA and AAA variety, just don't last long enough. And they're cheap enough now. Go buy a box of them at Costco and you're done. But I found a use for it. And it actually so happens that Halloween's a good time to use it. So I have these lights on my driveway that are solar powered, which works really nice when there's lots of sunshine out. In this time of year, doesn't work so well because there's not a whole lot of sunshine. And even if it's sunny all day, the sun's only out, or it's not as out as long, and so it doesn't get as much of a charge. And so by the time the lights aren't very bright. And so what I did, is I realized I still had this, and these solar powered lights actually have AA batteries in them that you can independently charge, it turns out. And so I took them out and put them in the battery charger. I did like four of them at a time or something. And so I managed to get not all of my driveway lit up, because I didn't have enough time to do that, but enough of my driveway lit that you could actually get down to where my front porch. The lights, let's face it, even when they're fully charged, they're not all that bright, but they're brighter than if I had just not charged them at all. They wouldn't, at least they are somewhat illuminated. So you can see down the driveway. So this is another one of those examples of old tools that still work. I was actually surprised that the battery charger still worked, and so that was what I did. But I hope I don't turn into my parents and end up keeping way more stuff than I should. But I mean, I guess that's what happens over the years. You do keep things, but I do get rid of things from time to time. But things that still have a use, I keep them, I think it's good to do that, because you never know, right? I mean, you may not ever be able to find the tool again. They may change how the tool works or whatever, and you have to learn it a different way. I mean, this is why my dad and my father-in-law have had tools, right? Growing toolboxes of things. You might use them once or twice a year, or once or twice every other year, or whatever. And over time you gather all this stuff. Tools are different than just other stuff, I think. Cause I mean, people gather, my mother had a whole lot of stuff. And so did my dad, quite honestly. They both had more than their share of stuff. But anyway, I think, just because a tool's old doesn't necessarily mean it's not useful anymore. In fact, sometimes the older, the better. But I guess you have to come up with a balance between, keeping everything and keeping nothing. I guess I was glad, in this instance, I kept my old battery charger, because hey, it still works.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.